Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, My Dream About You Last Night, Sir. Doctor, my alpha male, I am lost in a haze of passion. From a dream I had about you. Oh, yes. Tell me, do you want to know if it was naughty? Oh, fuck, yes, it was. Oh, yes. Dreaming that you were kissing my neck down to my double D breasts and stomach and giving me oral sex with your magical tongue. You licking my pussy. Oh, and my dream felt so fucking real that I woke up moaning until I came. You still have that effect on me, sir. That dream, oh, it was so fucking hot that I had to write it out for you. Do you want to make this dream a reality? Oh, I hope so, sir. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. Are you ready to know what my naughty thoughts are? Listen to my story, sir. Let's begin. In my dream, I was lying in bed with you, spooned up behind me. Yes, your arms wrapped around my waist. At first, I thought you were sleeping. I could feel your warm breath against the back of my neck. Yes. Sending little shivers and goosebumps down my body. Yes, thinking you were still asleep, I gently press up against you, enjoying the way you feel up against me. But then, you shift, and you apparently weren't sleeping. Your arms then tighten around me, and I could feel you growing very hard against my ass. I gasp softly for air. Your arousal has an immediate effect on me, and I could feel my nipples hardening against the sheet and just a slight dampness between my legs. Yes. I could feel my heart skipping a few beats and then, speeding up. And I know that you can feel or at least sense all of these changes in me. Yes, baby. It's thrilling and frightening at the same time for me to realize how fucking well you know me and my body. I feel your lips lightly kissing the side of my neck at my pulse. One arm holds me against you. Yes. I'm lost in haze, baby. The other fingers caress my waist and stomach, tickling me and making me tremble against you. Your lips move up my throat, then behind my ear. Oh, God. It drives me crazy. Sometimes how you take your sweet fucking time when I feel like I'm burning up inside myself. You gently nip my earlobe between your teeth while your hand, glides over my skin, along my side, just barely skimming the edge of my breast, back down along my hip to the top of my thigh. Feels so fucking good, baby. Don't stop. Yes. Feels good. You softly suckle on my earlobe as your hand moves back up my side and then around to my breast, cupping one in your palm. I gasp and arch into your hand, and then my nipple hardens almost painfully against the very center of your palm. Then your other hand glides up to cup my other breast. And you slowly grind your hips against my sexy ass. I can feel how very hard you've become, baby. It almost makes me feel like I've been surrounded by you completely. Your lips, make a trail of lingering kisses along my neck and shoulder. Your hand moves down along my stomach again, and your fingers barely touching my sensitive skin, tickling me slightly, arousing me greatly, and down along the curve of my hip, down the top of my thigh. And then back up along my inner thigh. You whisper quietly in my ear, "Open for me, my love." Baby, I always do as you say. I shift my legs, not wanting to deny you. My thighs. Oh God, your fingers slip between my thighs to barely brush the lips of my pussy. Must you always torture me this way, sir? Oh, I got to know. Oh God, I like it. Now I love it. They move along my inner thighs, barely touching me, making me shiver with anticipation. Tell me, how long will you make me wait? Then your fingers part my lips and I moan. Arching into your touch. Your fingertips glide along my sex, slippery and hot. I know I must be burning. Fucking want you. I am so very hot. I'm shamelessly moving against your fingers, eager for your touch, restless. But you take your time. Fingers circling my clit. Feels so fucking good. Just moving over my opening, but not quite giving in. I whimper when you cup me. And press your palm hard against me. You could ask me to do anything for you at that moment, and I wouldn't hesitate. But you know that, doctor, don't you? Please. I say so ever softly. I'm not sure you hear me. But you take pity on me and slip one finger deep inside me. I gasp hard and arch up against you. That feeling is so fucking intense. You slide your fingers in and out. Don't stop. I can feel my juices along the tops of my thighs. Fucking God, doctor. You make me so wet. Then you slide a second finger inside me. You move your fingers so slowly inside me, knowing that you're driving me so fucking crazy. Baby. Doctor. I feel myself trembling, aching for my release. And then you quicken your pace. Fucking me with your fingers. Your other hand still gently teasing my nipples. My muscles begin to contract around your fingers. And I feel myself coming. I cry out as waves hit me hard. You continue to touch me. Only slowing as my orgasm does. What a fucking amazing orgasm. Just what the doctor ordered. But you know this, baby, don't you? You kiss me gently on the neck. Your fingers are very wet with my juices. Glide at my body, touching my stomach and then my breasts. Leaving me a sticky, sweet trail. Then up to my lips. I flick my tongue on your fingers, loving the way I taste on you. You moan and press into me as I suck on your fingers, taking the two that were inside me into my mouth. You shift slightly and roll me over onto my back. And then, oh, we finally kiss. I find it very erotic to know that you are tasting me on my own lips. Yes, the kiss is heated and very passionate. And then my hands glide over your chest and shoulders, longing to touch every inch of your body. And then you end the kiss and slowly move down my body, kissing my pulse again, feeling the way my heart wants to jump out of my skin and down to my breast. Yes, oh yes, baby, yes. Kissing the very tip of my nipples, and slowly licking around my areola. Oh yes, make me gasp and arch my back. You then take my nipple in your mouth, gently swirling your tongue around it. Oh yes, oh fuck yes, baby, don't stop. Your eyes glance up to watch my face as you start to suckle me. Oh, I moan and lightly grip my hands around your neck. You play with me just for a moment. Yes. Oh, yes, baby. Yes. Fast, sucking hard. Then barely licking my nipple. Then you kiss your way to my other nipple. And show it. The same. Attention. Your fingers move back down to touch my pussy and I whimper. When your fingers enter me again, I'm so overwhelmed with the sensation of my nipples being sucked, and your fingers are fucking me. Yes, I squirm beneath you, begging you for mercy, but knowing my words, are almost indecipherable. Then you're kissing my lips again, and I feel your fingers open me up as you guide your beautiful cock to the entrance of my pussy. I moan, but the sound is lost in your kiss as you slide yourself inside me inch by agonizing fucking inch. Yes. Oh God, I love your cock, baby. You draw it out slowly, making me desperate to feel all of you. I wrap my legs around your waist, trying to pull you into me. Fuck. I need that cock now, baby. But for that, you withdraw yourself almost completely. I whimper. Baby, give me that cock. I need it, baby. Yes. I don't think I can bear you leaving me. So then I relax my legs just a bit, letting you have the control, and you reward me by, sliding all the way inside me. Your cock feels good, baby. Filling me up. I'm so tight around you, but so very fucking wet. You pause when you've entered me fully, letting me get accustomed to you. Yes. Having you inside me and not moving is more than I can take. So I tighten my legs around you and you pull hard up against me, gasping as you somehow hit me deeper. Am I going to have to tie you up so you can't move, salty vixen? You asked me so softly but so demanding, yes. You smile wickedly at me as your words cause me to tremble and my lips part. And then, baby, you grip my wrists in one of your hands and hold them above my head. So fucking hot, doctor, my alpha male. Yes, I push up against your hand, testing the limits of my movement. But you have them quite secure. Please, doctor, please. I beg of you again. You answer by moving slowly. Pushing in so very fucking deep, then sliding away from me, almost leaving me, just the tip of your cock still inside me. Tell me you want me, salty vixen, you say quietly in my ear. Oh, you know I do. Oh. My reply is almost a sob. You then slam hard inside me and I cry out, oh, doctor, oh, yes, oh. Then you slide back, almost leaving me again. Tell me what you want. You ask me, oh, oh, please, I whimper. I say again to you. You then thrust into me again. Oh, oh, please, what? Oh, please, doctor, fuck me. Oh, oh, fuck, I need your cock, baby. Yes. You moan, oh, and release my hands to grab my hips, pulling yourself hard into me. Oh, yes. Oh, doctor. I wrap my arms and legs around you, determined to not let you go. I then feel myself coming again. Oh, oh, yes, I'm coming. Oh, 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 yes. As we fuck each other, my orgasm hits me hard, and you feel me tightening around you. You then groan, oh, and call me my name, Salty Vixen. Oh, losing what control you had left as you feel me coming with you inside me. Oh, oh, fucking yes. Oh, oh, yes. I feel you tighten up and then release as you come with me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, baby. As you give yourself to me. Oh, yes. Oh, God, I love your cum, baby. Little aftershocks roll through my body, almost like hiccups. You stay there inside me, and both of us are softly gasping with each little wave that trembles through my body and also your body. And then, slowly subside. We then lay there together, still linked, and the very faint smell of sweat and, oh fuck yes, stronger smell of sex lingers. You kiss me very softly on the lips. Good morning, I say. You smile almost sheepishly. Good morning. Now, doctor, now you know my naughty dream. I wrote it down in my diary. Would you like to make this a reality? Oh, fuck, I need to, baby, because when I think of you, I'm lost in the haze of fuck. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny, yes. Stay wet. Stay salty, Vixen. Goodbye.